I shan't be going to the London Boat Show this year. This is a first, really, in the last 15 years or so, because I've always enjoyed being there. I turn up and prop up a table on Kelvin Hughes' stand for anything from 3 days to a week and sign my books. It's great, because I get to meet the people who read the books or who are thinking about reading the books, and very often I sit there for a quarter of an hour, nobody shows up to have a book signed, but people will just swing by and have a chat, and it keeps me up together with what people are thinking. Keeps me in touch with grassroots yachting. It's a brilliant thing to do. But this year, I'm giving it a miss, and I'm missing it out for health reasons. Health's not usually an issue for me. I've been blessed, really, with a robust sort of constitution, but I did my Achilles tendon, as I reported earlier on this blog a month or so ago, and it's a lot better. Delighted to report that I'm making a meteoric recovery. The physiotherapist can't believe how quickly I'm getting on, but I've got a big sailing gig coming up in February. I'm going to the Caribbean with a group of chaps, and we're going to have a pretty special time. I'm sort of hired as skipper, but it seems to me like we're all going to be pals together and have a cracking sail. And I just don't want to compromise that. I don't want to take a risk of pushing my luck too soon. The doc says I'll be absolutely fine to do that, but he says I've got to take it easy in the meantime. And if I go to the boat show, I end up springing off, going off to talk to people, sprinting around the show. I could get excited, and before I know what I'll do, I'll have sprung off on my right foot, and that'll be the end of that. So I'm not going to do it. Thinking about boat shows, I'll be there next year, that's for sure, but I'd be so pleased if they would move the London Boat Show back to Earl's Court. Earl's Court, which is in the heart of London, used to be where the boat show was situated. It was a smaller sort of venue, and it was very intimate. There were people all around you. The ceilings were quite low in some of the upstairs booths. And to be honest, you always came home with a dose of something. If you were lucky, it was only the flu. And that was universal. We all accepted we were going to get ill. But you didn't mind, because we had such a whale of a time. The whole of Earl's Court became a sort of yachting village. You'd meet your mates walking around the street afterwards. You'd go to one of the little restaurants or bistros with the boys from the bookstand, and there on the other side would be the lads from Garmin or Raymarine, and you'd get together, have a few drinks. And there was some shocking bacchanalian goings on, really. It was a whale of a thing. It was like in the days when journalists used to go out and have lunch and forget to go back to the office after lunch. It was like that for the whole week, really, at the boat show. It was an absolute blast. I remember one night, there was a fire alarm on at the hotel, and it was 4 in the morning. I'd been in bed for a couple of hours, and I tottered down and stood in the car park with the rest of them. And down the stairs, like a ship under full sail, came Andy from Kelvin Hughes, carrying in one hand a pretty girl and in the other a glass of brandy, a great big brandy balloon, and he had a supreme smile on his face. All he needed was a cigar. Those were the days of boat shows. Now we're all parked out at beyond the East End, not the characterful at the East End. We're right down where the docks used to be in XL. It's got no character at all. We're all parked in ghastly commercial hotels where nobody gives a monkey's, and the whole thing is really a diluted experience. I suppose it's handy for people who want to come from Essex, but for the rest of us, well, you know, I think it'd be much better if it went back to where it was. Anyway, there we go. That's the boat show experience. I'm looking forward to next year. This year I'm going to give it a miss. Just been to see my pal Ian. He's on his way up there tomorrow with a wagon load of stuff to set up the stand for Andark so they can sell all their gear. Andark the divers. Yeah, I'll miss the lads, but it can't be. Maybe next year. If you're going to be there, have a drink for absent friends. And don't forget me.